So, do you think we have a population problem in the world?
Yes, I do. Oh, boy, do I do. Yes, absolutely, I do.
Like, where are we now? There,
7.2, 7.1.
7 billion.
Yeah.
And where are we headed?
I'll ask you, what do you think is a dangerous number? Because I remember talking to some people and I asked, and because I already think 7 billion is too much, I think we're not at the tipping point or anything yet, but when I was a kid, 4 billion was like a big number to me. And then about what, 1960s was 4 billion. When you get to like the early 80s, 5. Then we went from the 80s and to about the mid 90s and suddenly it was 6. And I thought, holy cow, that was fast.
It's an
From the
ambulance
mid, it says,
outside.
yeah, sorry, I was like,
Maybe there's one less person
I
in the
don't, yeah,
world.
it could be, yeah, or maybe maybe a baby is being born. And then from the mid 90s to now, right? Again, another billion.
I know it's hard to fathom such a huge number.
So
I
my question again,
don't
what do you think is a dangerous number?
know. Dangerous number would be, I don't know. Well, if we were to double the population to 14 billion in a short amount of time, I would imagine that's dangerous.
There was actually, now that you mentioned it, there was a documentary that I was watching on one of the science sort of channels. And they said, what if the world population immediately tomorrow, with nothing else changing, immediately tomorrow went to 14 billion? And they were showing all kinds of things like food shortages and fuel shortages and lineups for this and that. And literally your house would have twice as many people in it. And imagine that, And I thought it was. It was a little over the top in the situation it was providing, because of course it's ridiculous that the world population should double, but they were saying that unless we start finding new ways for even like the shipping capacity of fuel, more like pipelines and more cargo lines and more of these in America, this is a problem. Trains blowing up because they're full of fuel, they derail and stuff. Unless all of that has changed. Shipping has changed, retail space has changed and elevated. We can't accommodate even 10 billion. And that's the proportion that would be in America, much less where the real population change would be, which is in the poorer countries.
Of the majority of population these days, at least in the developed world, has been moving and is in the cities, in the urban areas. And the way growth has gone in Canada, I don't like the way that looks. There's so much urban sprawl. There's something to be said for population density and the way it's done, like in Japan, in some Japanese cities. But mind you, in Japan, there isn't much choice because there isn't room for growth in that way.
There isn't a lot of room for growth, but projections for Japan is depopulation. This is an interesting conundrum, right? Japan is expected to drop to something like, the population is now about 125 million. It's expected to drop to something like 70 million, 80 million by 2050. That's what's expected to happen here. And then you hear these numbers about what was it, 20 million? The environs of Mexico City is 20 million people?
Could be right, yeah.
That's unbelievable. That's going to be, what is it, 20%? No, I'm sorry. 25% of the population of the entire country of Japan lives around the city of Mexico.
Or it's the majority of the population of Canada is one Mexican city.
Is one Mexican city. And it's like, what the heck?
I remember years ago seeing footage on TV of Mexico City, of so much smog and pollution. I don't know if they've changed anything. I don't know if they've brought in any environmental laws, but if not much has changed, then I wonder how safe it is to live for your health there.